divinely driven results with Elise Smith. Divine Business Strategies for Real Results starts now.
Hey, faithful ladypreneurs, I'm Elise Smith, your faith-based business coach, and you're tuned in to Divinely Driven Results on Transformation Talk Radio, where you learn and implement divine strategies for real results in your business. Now, there is not always going to be sunshine and rainbows in our business, right? And we know that God gives us trials and challenges and even those brick walls for our own good. And it doesn't always feel that way in the moment. So today we're going to talk about some things to remember while you're going through challenges and trials. And later on, you're going to meet an incredible woman who is going to help you to take that leap of faith in your business to be able to get out of those challenges and trials. So come along with us because that is exactly what we're going to be discussing today. Now, as I've been doing this research on challenges and trials, because I've definitely had my share of them, as we all have, I've realized that there are a couple of different types of trials that we go through in our life and in our business. And it's the same with life and business. So I want you to put on your business glasses and just take a look at what this can be for you. So our first one here is our own weaknesses. And we have been given weaknesses so that they can be made perfect in Christ, right? I want you to really think about, what does that scripture really mean to you? Why would God say that he can make our weaknesses become strengths in him? Well, it's all about turning to him, and we know that. And so when we realize that that's one of the trials and challenges that we can have and that we're going to come across is our own weaknesses, the greatest thing about this trial and challenge, while it can be very frustrating and very personal, is that it is within our control. It is something that we can do to be able to turn to the Lord and maybe get better at it through practice, or maybe learn more about it through, you know, studying it, whatever that is for you. And most of the time, it's just giving it to the Lord and doing the steps that he asks us to do. That's really how simple it is. But it doesn't always feel like that in the moment. So that's our first type of trial that we come across, is our own weaknesses. But just like when Moses felt like he wasn't a very good orator or to talk to people, right? He was given someone to be that mouthpiece for him. So every challenge that we have of our own weaknesses can be overcome by something we can receive from the Lord. And so I want you to remember that. Our second one is others' decisions. Ugh, doesn't it drive you nuts when you can't control others? That's probably just me, but it's not, that's my control freak coming out, I swear. But it's just the fact that other people have agency. They have the ability to make these decisions, and we may not always like really align with those decisions, and we may not always agree with those decisions, but other people have agency, and we need to honor that. But it can be very frustrating. Our decisions. So sometimes we feel like we have made, you know, a wrong turn on the path of life. And I don't believe that anything is a wrong turn. I feel like you really learn at every single step of the way if you choose to, because that is a choice. And so I want you to realize that there's no wrong decision outside of not making a decision. That's the wrong decision, because that's still a decision that you're making. But that can really add that trial and that frustration and that challenge to us. And we can beat ourselves up, ladies, or we can just accept that what's done is done and it's in the past, and you can move forward and make better decisions, right? And the fourth type of trial that we can watch out for is when things don't go as planned. This one is the one that like makes me want to stomp my feet and act like a three-year-old. Like, no, it was supposed to be perfect. It was supposed to go the way I wanted it to go. And it didn't. And that's okay. Because with that quote, that idea, I love this idea of when one door closes, another door opens. And that is God's way of helping you to go down the path that he would have you go down. And it's all in his timing. And so there's always a reason why things happen. And that's what we need to remember. When things don't go our way, or when things don't go as planned as we'd like them to, that there is a reason. And we are part of God's amazing plan that is so much bigger and better than we can possibly imagine for ourselves. So I think it helps to be able to just remember those four different types of trials that we could come across. Now, how can trials really be a blessing? I was with someone years and years ago, and I was in their house, and they were praying, and they were actually thanking God for their trials and their challenges that they're experiencing right now. And I thought, I mean, I seriously opened up my eyes and was like, are you kidding? Like, that's crazy. Why would someone do that? But when I look back on the trials and the challenges that I've had, I realized how much of a blessing they really are. Not in the moment, but when we look back on them, we can see that. And if we can feel that in the moment, it's going to help us a million times. So there is, in 1 Peter 1:7, it says, "The trial of your faith is much more precious than gold." Wow. I mean, if I was looking at gold compared to the trial of my faith, I'd be like, okay, I'll take the gold. But the reason why that can be so powerful is because I think it's this concept of you don't know what you have until you almost lose it, right? And sometimes God brings in challenges and trials to test our faith, to not only see that we have that. It's not Him that says, I need to see that Elise has that trial. I mean, that faith because of this trial. He needs me to see that I have that faith because of this trial and challenge. And it's such a tender mercy of the Lord because He's doing it for us. When I can see and when you can see how much faith you really do have because it's stretched during these trials and challenges, that is when you know how strong your faith really is. And the next thing that comes along, you know you're going to be able to handle it because you got through the last thing. So I like looking at it like a blessing, even though it can be really difficult. And we know that Satan is going to come in and try and tell us all these terrible things and make us feel like there is no way you can possibly look at this as a blessing. But if we choose the better part and we look at things from an eternal perspective, that is when we realize that this trial and challenge is just a moment in time, and it's all part of God's grand design for us. So think about a challenge or a trial that you're experiencing right now. Now, what are the thoughts you would need to have to be able to feel like that's a blessing? Now, you may be really far from thinking those thoughts right now about that challenge or trial, but if you just start writing down all the reasons why you're thankful for that, I bet you're going to get through that so much better than if you look at that as a burden. It's pretty powerful. So then in 2 Corinthians, we hear about, 2 Corinthians 12:9, and it says, God's strength is made perfect in weakness. That's so neat how He can come in and show us His strength through our weaknesses. And I think that that happens because in our weaknesses, we are humble, we're teachable, and we're willing to submit to the will of the Father, just like the scriptures say. And sometimes we don't always have to be in a trial or a challenge to really be that humble and that meek, which is not a bad thing by any means. But sometimes challenges and trials come because we need to learn a little bit of humility. And that can be a slap in the face sometimes, but it is what it is, right? It can be a huge blessing and a huge building block to our faith if we allow it to. And obstacles refine you for success. Or, you know, I love that concept of being refined by the fire. You see, we don't get more beautiful. Our soul and our strength and everything doesn't get stronger through just warmth. It is refined by fire. And so we know on earth, we're going to go through those challenges and trials. And it's so funny because you'd think that we would be used to it being human beings on this earth, but we're not. And every time we're kind of like, oh my heavens, why do I have to go through this? But if we can just keep that eternal perspective the entire time, that's going to help us. And to remember that the Lord is with you always. always. Christ knows exactly what you're going through. He knows when you look at that bank account and you say, I have no idea where I'm going to get the money that I need right now, or I don't know how I'm going to hit this financial goal or this sales goal, or I don't know how I'm going to serve this particular person. That's okay. We don't always have to know. We just have to trust and then act. That's it. During your trial, that's the number one thing I want you to remember, is that God is here for us. And when we turn to Him and we have faith and trust that He's going to give us what we need when we need it, and we take action on the things that He's given us, it will always work out for our good. Always. Isn't that a comforting promise? To know that our Savior knows exactly what we're going through so He can succor us and take care of us and comfort us and give us exactly what we need when we need it. That is such a personal connection that we have with the Lord. So when we pour out our hearts to the Lord, when we turn to Him, that is when He can make our weaknesses strong. And He won't always just take away the burden or the challenge or the trial that we're facing, because we might need to be in that refiner's fire a little bit longer. But what He will always do when we turn to Him is He will give us guidance and peace. He is the Prince of Peace. So what better person to turn to than our Lord and our Savior to be able to get that peace that we need to get through this trial? He will also give us strength. He will make our shoulders stronger to carry that burden that we've been given. He'll give us that clear guidance that we need to be able to really make the best of it. And honestly, the best part about going through a trial or a challenge, outside of looking back at it and saying, wow, I'm really glad I'm done with that, is that we now have amazing connections with other people and ability to serve them in a completely different way and more powerful way than if we hadn't gone through that trial and challenge in the first place. So I hope you guys are thinking about that challenge and trial that you're going through, because we're all going through something right now, in a different light, a more eternal, divine perspective. Because when we are able to focus on these things, then all we see is the good. And we're able to get through that challenge and trial, not only just surviving through it, but thriving through it. So thanks so much for watching, and I hope you don't go anywhere, because right after this break, we've got an amazing guest, Shauna Tenney, and she is going to talk to us about some of the trials that she's experienced in her business and how she came out ahead. And I want you to check out during the break, divinelydrivenresults.com. When you do, you're going to see a button that talks about getting started or getting your coaching session. Right now, you are able to get a free 45-minute coaching session with me so that we can look at those challenges and those trials that you're having in your business, see what's working and what's not working, and really make simple tweaks to be able to grow your business in the Lord's way. So thanks so much for watching, and be right back, because you are not going to want to miss Shauna Tenney.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, Ladypreneurs. I'm Elise Smith, your faith-based business coach, and you're tuned into Divinely Driven Results on Transformation Talk Radio, where you learn and implement divine strategies for real results in your business. So ladies, we all hit trials and challenges. It doesn't matter what stage of business you are in, you are going to get hit by that brick wall that just doesn't seem to go anywhere. Well, how do you turn your fear into faith? That is exactly what we're going to talk about here today. And I am so honored to have Shauna Tenney with me on this show today. She is an experienced author and illustrator, and she's going to pour more into you ladies and help you to be able to turn that fear into faith through her experiences. So Shauna, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Elise.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, I am a storyteller for children. I love to tell stories and draw pictures that delight kids and build their imaginations.
and she's really good at it. Like, her artwork is incredible.
Oh, thank you.
So awesome. How did you get into that?
Well, let me go back to my childhood. Mm-hmm. I was a lot into the arts. I love to draw, but I also did other things like music and dance. And I was actually really into ballet at one point. And I wanted to be a professional dancer as my career. But when I was 15, I injured my knee. This was actually right before the Nutcracker, so I wasn't able to be in it. It was a really hard trial where I had to push myself to recover and to get myself back up to the level that I was on before. So that was a big trial, but it really taught me like perseverance and working hard. But after that, I kind of realized that dance was not the kind of lifestyle that I wanted to lead. And it wasn't really the path that I felt God wanted me to take. And like I said before, I loved children's books and I loved drawing. My mom always read me children's books when I was little. And so I decided to go into that. And I got one of the reasons I decided to go into that, it was because I felt like I could work at home and be an artist and then also raise a family. So I felt like it really went more with the values that I was trying to go for. And so I got my BFA in illustration, and pretty soon after that, I started working as an illustrator. So.
Wow, that's so neat. I love how you take your love of, you know, the arts and be able to turn it into, you know, this career that you've chosen for yourself that fits so much better into your life than dance was. You know, it's like that term of like making lemonade out of lemons. So that's perfect. Well, good. So tell us a little bit more about why you've chosen this topic of having God allow us to have those trials and that those adversities that we go through and helping us to trust Him and make our business even better.
Yeah, I wanted to share a couple stories from my business and my career. The first story is kind of a story of why I started pushing myself to really do this as a career and try to earn money for it. And that was that kind of came out of a need. So when I was we were still pretty young and my husband was going to school and we had a 5-month-old baby and I had to go back and work at a retail store. Mm-hmm. And, as I was working there, there's just like this weight on me, like, why am I working here when I have a degree in illustration mm-hmm. and I could be at home working there with my baby? And so that really pushed me. I decided to work really hard and that really pushed me, and I was able to quit that job and within a month start getting work as an illustrator. Nice. Just because I had that need and I felt God wanted me to make that leap of faith, and so I did. And then there's been several other times when my husband has been out of work, and that has made me, you know, work even harder than I would have had he been in work, and I had everything provided for me. So I think that even though, like, you know, I've had some hard times, God has provided opportunities for me to grow and to make leaps of faith, mm-hmm. And make my business even better. Yeah. The second story is also a story about leaps of faith. I had, so in the in writing and illustrating children's books, you can get an agent if you want, and they help you find clients. And I had a first agent, and she was getting me jobs, and it was good. Like, it was a good learning experience. I got a lot of educational work in that kind of, in the educational market. Mm-hmm. But as I kept going, I realized that I wasn't doing the work that I really wanted to do. Mm. And I wasn't getting the kind of clients that I really wanted to get. And it started affecting me mentally, and it started affecting my family, because they were these really fast jobs that didn't pay well. And, you know, I'd be up all night doing these jobs, and I wasn't able to take care of my family as well as I should have been. And so I really felt like God was telling me that I needed to make a change. Sometimes we get scared of what other people are thinking. Mm-hmm. My agent would get mad at me when I would say no to jobs. Oh. And I was also really scared of making that leap and not having the agent get me work anymore. But I knew that it was the right thing to do. And it took a lot of faith and prayers. But I was able to finally get up enough courage to call that agent and tell her that our time was over and just leap into the unknown. But I felt like I knew that God was telling me that He knew everything would be okay. Mm-hmm. And He can always see what's coming. And it wasn't too long after that that I got the deal for my first book as an author illustrator. So,
wow.
He always knows, even when we're scared and we don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So you wouldn't have been able to get that if you were still with that agent, then, it sounds like.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I think we get stuck in this kind of like muck of good, right? Like, but things are mm-hmm. good. Things are good enough. Even though it's putting a strain on your family, even though it's not what you really want to do, it's good enough. And sometimes we get stuck in that. But God knows right. better for us. And so when we can take that leap of faith, even though we're leaving good behind, you can step into better or great or best, right?
Exactly. Love yeah.
That. That's so beautiful. And you said that, you know, it took a lot of faith and a lot of prayers to be able to get there. So what do you do to bolster up your faith in those times?
Well, sometimes you just want to be sad, but sometimes it takes courage to keep praying. Even if you aren't feeling like you're getting answers at the time. And just keep on, even if you don't feel like anything's going to happen, just keep on praying and keep reading the scriptures and whatever you do to keep up your faith. Just keep doing it. And even if you're not getting answers at the time, if you keep doing it, you will get the answers.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. Have the courage to pray even when you don't feel like you're getting answers. That's beautiful, because that will get you through anything. If you just keep staying close to the Lord, He is going to provide eventually. And that He's going to provide that one moment that's like, mm-hmm. you can look back and say, everything I went through was for this moment right here. I bet that's how you felt when you got that book offer.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love that. That's beautiful. You know, and kind of thinking about your story is that God allows us to go through these trials and these adversities so that we can kind of learn the difference between what we like and what our path is and what our path isn't. And pain can be an extreme catalyst for us. Sometimes we have to get to that point where we're in the, you know, the job that we don't really like, and we just say, okay, I want something better for my life. or with your husband where you were in a situation that was tough, where you really had to work to be able to get to where you wanted to be, but you had that catalyst. So instead of looking at pain, listeners, you want to look at that as something to be able to move you forward, that catalyst or that launching board. Otherwise, you can look at pain as something that's miserable and God just wants to punish you. And that's a terrible way to look at it because it's always for our good. I love that.
Right.
It's always incredible.
Yeah. And it's important, I think, for everyone to, you know, kind of take a second and look back on their careers and their what they've done so far as an entrepreneur and just see, you know, where you were and where you've come and maybe some of those really hard things that have pushed you forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all those moments where you took courage and you had faith, even though maybe it didn't make any sense, even though you were afraid of what other people would think, you still took that leap of faith. And it doesn't always have to be a huge one either. It can be just getting out of bed in the morning sometimes and working your business when you don't feel like doing it. It's all those trials and those challenges that, you know, like form you into the great entrepreneur that you are now.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, great. So we're just about out of time here, Shauna, but can you leave us with just one last tip that if you were in that situation right now where you were on that cusp of feeling like you needed to make a big leap of faith in your business, what kind of advice would you give someone who's about to do that?
I would say that, you know, Heavenly Father has given us each other. And it's just so important to, you know, talk with other people. Maybe other people have been through similar things as you. And to get their advice and their input. I think that without the other people in my life, that decision would have been even harder for me. And Heavenly Father has given us these angels on earth. That's why networking is so important as an entrepreneur. Just really important to reach out and with those friends that will help you.
Oh, I love that. You almost brought me to tears. I love it because I think about the networking group that I'm a part of, and it's just like, yes, those ladies are angels on earth, and we should take advantage of that in that way where we can support each other. So it sounds like it really all comes down to the fact that we are all going to experience trials. We're all going to experience that adversity, and God allows us to have that so that it'll push us for something greater. But the key to all of this is to turn to God and to turn to your angels that are on this earth to help you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. So Shauna, if people want to know more about you and what you're doing, where can they go to find more about you?
I have a website and it's shaunajctenney.com. That's Shauna with a W. And I'm also on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all shaunajctenney. So... and my email, if you have any questions, is shauna@shaunajctenney.com. So feel free to talk to me. I'd love to answer any questions that you have.
Yeah. And she's a sweetheart. You'll want to talk to her. She's amazing. Well, perfect. Well, if you liked what Shauna had to pour into you today, you are going to love joining her live Facebook her live video on our Facebook group called Faithful Ladypreneurs. So check us out on Facebook. Come join. And then on Wednesday the 6th at 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, she will be doing a live Facebook group, a live Facebook video. Boy, I can't say that word. and you are not going to want to miss it. So thank you so much, Shauna, and thank you for all the listeners, and we will see you next time on Divinely Driven Results.
Thanks for listening to Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.